And so the first thing was just finding legal protection. I went to the Attorney General's office the day I got out, and I did get some protection, but it took a couple of days for them to get a protective order through the court system. And then later I went back to Dan Fisher, who was the man who had offered me refuge, and he hired a security guard 24 hours a day that he kept outside his residence. So it was just a lot of high security to even be able to get out at all. And then battling for custody of my children was the next thing. And my husband hired an attorney that was one of the most expensive attorneys in the Salt Lake area. Very good. I had no money. I had nothing to turn to as far as help for an attorney other than one that would take the case pro bono. And he did a very poor job, and I lost badly on the first couple of cases that went through the court system because I just didn't have qualified representation. So I think one of the biggest problems is there's just not support, there's not help available for women trying to escape this. Society doesn't understand it. They think that women are involved in polygamy because it's their, that's what they want to do, and that they have the freedom to leave, and if they don't like it, they can leave, so it can't be that bad. And it's just not the case. I was denied on programs that I qualified for based purely upon the fact that I was leaving polygamy. Wow. And the approach was, we do not help women who are trying to escape a polygamous relationship. Utah is very Mormon, and the Mormon Church does have roots that go back to polygamy, and I believe it's somewhat of an embarrassment to them to be connected in with these polygamous groups. So when a woman like me comes forward and we want help, they want to just push us back into the groups and pretend we don't exist. The other thing is, I was, you know, at a residence where it was difficult to even leave and get groceries, and I had a son who was severely ill from the aftermath of cancer, and I needed medical care for him, and it was next to impossible to get that care because I couldn't hardly leave the residence to go apply for help through the state to get on some medical help for him. And so I finally was able to, but it took me 2 months to get my to get processed because the agency I applied through kept messing up on the case, and it was just very, very challenging to get any help at all other than from private individuals.
You've been in the news quite a bit since your escape. What has the public's reaction been to your story?
Mostly the reactions that I have gotten back have been shock. People are like, they are just sickened. They had no idea this was going on. And they just think that the crimes are horrific, and they're outraged with it.
Understandably. What advice would you give to a woman hoping to leave the FLDS or any abusive relationship?
It's worth it. I mean, no matter what you have to go through, it's worth it. I mean, I would prefer to be dead than to have to live one more day the way I was living before I left, especially now that I've tasted freedom. I mean, I lived that way my entire life because I didn't know there was something like freedom, where you could get out of bed in the morning and just know that you're safe and that your children are safe and nobody's going to hurt you or do some horrid thing to you that day. And you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you have something you never had in your entire life. It's called dignity. And just knowing that you get to choose where your life's going and what you're going to do with that. And I mean, freedom is a very awesome experience when you've never had it. It's also very challenging. You know, you have to make choices and deal with the consequences of choices. But it's also, it's a great thing, and it whatever price you have to pay to have it, it is worth it.
Mm, that's terrific, Carolyn. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Allison Fraser. We hope you have enjoyed this production of Escape by Carolyn Jessup with Laura Palmer. This program was directed by Lauren Krenzel, executive producer Sherry Huber, abridgment by Lynn Lauber. This program was edited at John Marshall Sound. Text copyright 2007 by Visionary Classics, LLC. Production copyright 2007, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.